Okay.
So I'm just testing this out. This is going to be where I chat my shit. I am not in any soundproof room. I'm at home. It's a lovely Sunday evening. I am chilling by myself, and I felt like, my light talks to myself. Let me record some of that shit. You might hear cars pass. Like I said, I'm not in any soundproof room. I'm not in any professional studio. This is me literally just using this app to record. So whatever it sounds like, it sounds like. And I apologize in advance. I'm not, too sure about what I'm doing, but hey, So what I really wanted to talk about, I want to talk about Netflix shows, Netflix TV shows to be specific, and movies and XYZ. So a girl like me don't have cable. Period. I don't see the point. Like, I feel personally, I feel like if you have internet, I wonder if this is too close to my mouth. I personally feel like if you have internet, you don't need cable. That's just how I feel. On a personal level. I don't know how anyone else looks at it, but it is what it is. So most of what I watch is YouTube and Netflix, which if I need to watch anything else, I'll pretty much look for it online and sit down and watch it. But I recently signed up for my own Netflix account because I don't know, somebody tried to hack my brother's Netflix account, and he changed the password. And I'm too prideful well, it happened like over a week ago, like a week and a half ago. And me too prideful for asking back for the password because nobody really had talked to him. We were really talking to each other. So me with my enough self go sign up for Netflix. Well, I always had a Netflix account, but I didn't use it because after that 30-day free trial ended, I said, fuck you. And then my brother had it, so it didn't make any sense. But so I reactivated it, and me go choose the highest quality option, which is 2 grand, 2 fucking grand per month. When we get the notification from when we get the notification from my phone to say, out of country, whatever, whatever. I'm like, I'm gonna look upon a charge 2 fucking grand. 2 bumbaclot grand. Come out of my bank account. But I'm not mad because, it's not going beyond this month. Like, I'm gonna ask him for it. My pride only extends that far. I'm very cheap. So, but what I wanted to talk about, because I have the Netflix and I'm now on my personal Netflix and I'm now looking and I'm saying, I watch a certain set of shows on Netflix, like a certain type of show, and just wanted to really talk about them, talk about the ones that I've watched, revisit some ones that I've already watched, talk about the ones that I'm watching, sorry, and look into new things to watch. With that being said, I just recently, today as a matter of fact, finished watching season 2 of Just a Witch. That's what it's called, right? Siempre Bruja. Siempre Bruja. Ooh. By the way, can you call the names? If not, then I'm going to have to be really creative about how I describe the title of these shows. Like, for real. As God live it. All right. So, Simply a Witch. It's a show about a witch being simply her. I don't know. I can't. I don't know how to edit on this thing. So we're just gonna run with that. I'm not about to get sued. Then again, who am I? Who am I to talk about getting sued? After nobody know me. Anyways, and I must say, season 1 was good for what it was. So I was really excited about season 2. And then season 2 came, and I must say, I am disappointed. I'm disappointed. I expected great things. I expected a lot, and I didn't get it. And I'm wondering if it's because I had the high expectation why I was let down so much, or I was let down so so deeply. First of all, Carmen or the witch, because you know what, you know, I still have to be careful. I don't know the real rules behind this. So the witch, first of all, her mistake that she made is, why are you letting everybody run free willy-nilly? And yeah, you're a nice person and I get it, but why are you letting everybody run free willy-nilly and do whatever more? One day and I'm stuck in the past, I try to thief some money. The next one, I try to be a witch. Yeah, get everybody portion to help them need this, whatever they need help with, to stay up and study. Now, what did you think was going to happen? First of all, the only thing that really connected in this season in regards to plot line was the fact that though she was only trying to help them, they abused the help and they started selling the potions that she was making. You know what I mean? Let me see. That's the only thing that made sense in regards to plot line. Alyssa was just doing the odd fucking most. I don't care. I don't know what going for the girl, Maya Tay, or whatever she want name, and the dude with the nice hair. I forgot his name. First of all, brother, I have something to say. If being with somebody, no matter how genuine and how pure your feelings are, pure your feelings are, if you see yourself overextending yourself, and when I say overextending, I mean having to go to the great lengths that he went to, like agreeing to sell the potion, basically it's drugs, because they were treating it like a drug, like Adderall or something. I think Adderall is the one that gives you high energy. If you have to start selling drugs to make your girlfriend happy, when, first of all, she never asked you for do that, then you need to take a step back. That is too much. You're doing too much. There's this black guy in there. He's the one that convinced the nicer guy for start selling drugs. And him just, what purpose did he serve beyond episode, season one, I mean? What purpose did he serve? I don't know what purpose him served beyond season one. All him do a create problem. And, whatever. So that's random musings. Like, I was so fully disappointed by season two. Like, the plot never did connect. They were overly dramatic where the drama wasn't called for. They were trying so hard to make everything click. And what I'm going to do next, the reason why I can't remember everything is because it's forgettable. As a matter of fact, I've already forgotten it due to how bad it was. I don't remember anything about it. And I had high hopes for it. Like a Spanish show with a black lead as a witch? Come on! You know what I mean? But yeah. I'm gonna pause this for a second. Okay, so I'm back. Which, if I pause it, you wouldn't know that I left, right? Anyways, yeah, listen to my squeaky chair. But yeah, so what I'll do going forward, since I'll be doing this, is I'll be writing down notes per episode, for each episode of every show that I watch, so that I can keep myself intact and I can properly criticize, or not criticize, so I can properly critique and stay on track and don't sound confused and whatever. But I just wanted to start. And my thing is, I'm not saying that, yeah, anybody can get up and go in front of a camera and do what these actors do, whether they did it well or whether they did it poorly. It still doesn't change the fact that I am a consumer and I watch these things, and if it never good, it never good. I'ma have every right for talk about it, because guess what? Mama just paid $2,000 for Netflix. $2,000. for Netflix. Like, when I was paying for it, when I wasn't paying for it, and it was free, I'm going to mooch off of somebody else's account. Like, yeah, would I feel that way if I have some chat? No, I wouldn't. But me a pay fee now. So because me a pay fee, I have chat. I have wally but chat. I have wally but things more chat. Say, you see me? Anyway, so that is that. I don't know what I'm going to call this channel. I really don't. I really don't know. I don't know. Man, I know, yeah? But for now, this is just what I'm doing. And I mean, if other topics come up that I want to talk about, I'll talk about it. May I talk like somebody listening to me right now? But hopefully somebody does listen to this and my personality connects with theirs or whatever they're into it, you know. So, you know, hopefully. But in any case, that's it for that. And yeah. Have a wonderful day. This is not much of a podcast. The podcasts that I'm used to are usually like 20, 30 minutes long or to an hour, hour and a half. But, okay. So I guess that's it because I don't have anything else. I would have to watch a show and that's what I want to do right now. I want to go ahead and watch something, make my notes and then revisit you with what I got to say. Okay. Yeah.